USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The volcano in Iceland is erupting for the fourth time since December. Iceland officials say the volcano erupted Saturday south of Reykjavik, spewing bright orange lava into the night sky. Officials say lava looks like it's flowing south towards the coastal town of Grindavik, which was once again being evacuated. There's now a state of emergency as a result in Iceland. President Biden urging Congress to pass a foreign aid package that includes funding for both Ukraine and Israel. GOP Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said on the Senate floor Thursday, the stakes could not be any higher and the clock is ticking.
Vladimir Putin is not playing for a tie. He's not headed to the negotiating table. He will not stop at Ukraine.
So far, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has refused to bring the Senate bill up for a vote in his chamber, not without concessions from Democrats and the Biden administration on border policy. Officials say a Boeing flight from San Francisco to Oregon was missing an external panel when it landed. Dave Collins has more.
The FAA is investigating United Flight 433 that left San Francisco with 139 passengers on board and landed safely without incident. The external panel was discovered missing during a post-flight inspection, and no debris was found on the runway. United Airlines says the panel was missing from the underside of the Boeing 737 near the landing gear where the wing meets the body.
Lottery jackpots growing. The Mega Millions jackpot approaches $1 billion now. Lottery officials say no tickets matched all six numbers drawn Friday night, so the grand prize jumps to an estimated $875 million for Tuesday's drawing in the Mega Millions. Meanwhile, no winner in Saturday night's Powerball drawing, so that jackpot will be worth an estimated $645 million for Monday's drawing. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Sunday is St. Patrick's Day in the U.S. Named for the patron saint of Ireland, March 17th is the day St. Patrick is believed to have died around 490 A.D. For most Americans, St. Patrick is famous for driving the snakes out of Ireland. U.S. cities with large numbers of Irish immigrants will have the biggest celebration Sunday, including Boston, Philadelphia, and Chicago. Savannah, Georgia, also known for a big St. Patrick's Day celebration each year. The White House is moving to eradicate junk fees for college students, borrowers of student loans. USA's John Schaefer has more.
As outlined in the president's 2025 budget proposal, the administration aims to eliminate student loan origination fees, which are a percentage of the loan amount designated as a processing fee. Additionally, the plan seeks to address college banking fees and automatic charges for textbooks.
Prosecutor Nathan Wade is announcing his resignation from the Donald Trump election interference case in Georgia. In a written statement, Wade cited his commitment to democracy and the urgency to expedite the case's progress as reasons for his decision. Following Wade's departure, a Georgia judge has ruled that Fulton County DA Fani Willis can continue to oversee former President Trump's election interference case. This Easter, consumer spending is expected to surpass $22 billion. That's according to the National Retail Federation, reporting 81% of Americans intend to celebrate the holiday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.